Welcome to episode 355 of The Lab. I'm Brad Barton.
I'm Phil Barton.
This is one in our continuing series on language and communication. If you'd like to catch the other episodes, you can find them by visiting thelabwithbrad.com.
I'll language your communicate.
Dart.
Yes.
We got to mention this. Next episode is a very strange episode. Mm-hmm. We've never done this before.
Yeah.
But NASA is smacking into a rock.
Yes.
Actually,
yes.
I think it's NASA and the European Space Agency. A bunch of people have all said concerned. The one thing to hit an asteroid and see if they can change its orbit.
Very important.
All of that is going down on Monday, September 26, 2022.
Yes.
And we're going to watch it on YouTube and talk about it.
Uh-huh.
And then make an episode out of that.
It's fine plan. Let's do it. Yeah.
Which won't come out until the 29th. If you want to see it yourself, you know, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we're talking.
That's what we do.
And we're gossiping.
Okay.
And we're saying bad things about the guy who isn't there.
Whose
fault it is.
Exactly.
Always.
If he's not here to defend himself.
So we're passing notes back and forth, but he is in the middle of the chain.
Okay.
So he gets every note we hand to him.
Wait a minute.
I know.
Oh, what circumstance are we talking about?
I don't know, third grade?
You pass that over there. Don't read it.
Right, so we have to figure out some way that he could look at the message and not realize that we are saying bad things about him.
Okay.
The whole idea of making secret messages.
Mm-hmm.
I got two different dates for Egypt.
Oh.
If the 1900 BC one is correct, then they win. They're the first example we have.
Okay.
Somebody switched up the hieroglyphics
on
some of the carvings on the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
They think, at least according to Wikipedia, that it wasn't really encryption as used to move secrets. It was more of a game.
Or
a puzzle, or even a pun.
They spend all day carving this stupid thing, right?
All right, so if the date 1400 BC is correct, then the Mesopotamians beat them to it.
Well, I want to root for Mesopotamia.
The red hats.
Yeah.
I don't know why their hat would be red, but what the There's a cuneiform tablet, and it's using a substitution trick where you take one letter and you substitute it for another one.
Okay.
And it is a secret method of glazing pottery.
Wow, okay.
Yes. Somebody wanted to get the recipe in the hands of a business partner without other people being able to figure out the secret procedure.
Oh, okay.
This is kind of fun because we've got tablets later that explain the whole procedure. Apparently, the secret had already been discovered, so they stopped bothering to encrypt it.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe your encryption was a little simplistic.
Well, almost certainly. Anyway, during 600 BC, we got the Spartans.
Okay.
Who used to wrap a belt around a stick.
Oh, right.
And then write their message across the seams of the spiral-wrapped belt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only read it if you could wrap it around another rod of the same diameter.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was their secret quick battlefield quick and dirty thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sure, you could break that.
Yeah.
Pretty easily, actually. But these were battlefield messages by the time you figured it out.
Oh, they're going to shoot arrows. Oh!
I figured it out.
Yeah.
Thanks, Leonisis. That is still something about cryptography and secret messages today.
Yeah.
It's not a goal to make it theoretically impossible to decrypt it.
Oh.
I mean, that'd be nice. What you usually go for is impractical. It would take too long, and by the time they figured it out, the secret is stale.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Around 60 BC,
mm-hmm.
Julius Caesar was using a substitution cipher.
Aha.
Now, I've heard a couple of the different stories with this. One is they just moved the alphabet place over by three places.
Okay.
So if you were going to do an A, you'd write down a D.
Okay.
And you want a B, you'd get an E.
Mm-hmm.
Others say that they varied how many spaces it was over.
Oh, okay.
Again, it's not that hard to break. But it's a substitution cipher. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a alphabetic substitution cipher.
Okay.
Whatever recipe you're using.
Right.
It doesn't have to be as simple as three places over. It could be the first letter, the 25th letter, the third letter, the second letter, the, you know, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That is your key.
Okay.
Around AD 800, an Arab scholar wrote a little book on codes and used something we now call frequency analysis.
Oh, okay.
It won't help us. Letters. He was using his language. Yes. But the number of letters that occur in normal writing.
Uh-huh.
And then you go through and you see how many times a particular symbol keeps getting used over and over again. And go, ah, I bet that is the most popular letter.
Uh-huh.
So we can go ahead and replace every one of those with the... Blah, 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 blah. It was the death of all mono-alphabetic ciphers.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. In 1917...
Mm-hmm.
An American developed something where you put the key on a rotating disc.
Okay.
The first rotary device.
Ah, uh-huh.
This is a polyalphabetic cipher.
Cool.
So you hit one key, it's encrypted with the one alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
You hit the next key, it's encrypted with the next alphabet.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, you see, it's much more complicated, and frequency analysis is not enough.
Right, right.
In 1917,
mm-hmm.
another guy came along and said, hey, suppose we put the key on some paper tape.
Mm-hmm.
And then we encrypt each letter from the paper tape as you type the message.
Okay.
Now, this is the birth of these electromechanical devices mm-hmm. for encrypting and decrypting.
Cool.
And certainly people still use their secret decoder rings. You know, the simple stuff was still in use.
Mm-hmm.
But for important military or diplomatic things, this was all the rage.
Okay.
This is also when they first started developing the one-time pad,
uh-huh.
Which we talked about.
Yes, we did.
On Monday. Today's Monday spot is brought to you by our sponsor, Psychic Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Think that pizza ordering should be made even simpler? There's no need to visit our website, call our number, or download our app. In fact, we don't have a website number or app. We just know when you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Just decide what you want, and your order will be ready before you know it. In fact, we guarantee delivery within 30 incarnations or less.
We're what? We're at the door right now.
Psychic Pizza. We know you want it.
That sounds kind of dirty.
We're talking about encryption.
Yes. And
so I thought we'd try it.
That's why I have this pencil. Okay.
You got paper, too?
I do, actually. I found an old green book for taking an essay portion of a test.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I didn't use most of it, so...
All right. Okay, so we've got a pad of gibberish.
Okay.
That has been previously generated.
Yes.
We're calling this a one-time pad.
That sounds familiar.
Lots of ways to make them, like a roulette wheel or mm-hmm. a deck of cards or jumbling little blocks around in a spinny, cagey thingy.
Oh, right. Little old ladies doing bingo, yes.
And we've got 26 letters.
Yes.
And we have numbered them 1 through 26.
We have. Okay.
We have. So we're going to go ahead and take our little one-time pad
uh-huh.
and encrypt our message to our secret agent.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
So write out H-E-L-L-O, and you're going to want some space here.
I have done. It's got its own little, it's up in the corner. In fact, this is where you put your name in grade school. Remember?
That's a stupid place for it.
Well, okay. Well, fine, then. I don't have an eraser.
All right, we're going to encrypt that using this A, B, C,
mm-hmm.
X, Z.
XZ. Okay. So that's what it becomes?
No.
No.
That's how we're going to encrypt it.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
So the first thing we do is turn hello into the corresponding numbers.
The normal 1 equals A, mm-hmm. 2 equals B, so on and so forth. Okay.
And you get 8.
Oh, thank God. Because I was writing out the alphabet. Okay, 8.
5.
5.
12, 12.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
15.
15.
Now we take A, B, C, X, what did I say?
A, B, C, X, Z.
Right. We take that and turn that into a set of numbers.
Okay.
And write it under the previous one.
I got the first part. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 24, 26.
Okay. Oh, I should have, yeah, okay.
Now the fun part.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to add them together to generate another line of numbers.
Okay, so hold on.
All right, but there's a trick that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty simple at first.
Mm-hmm.
like 8 plus 1.
And then I got a 7, and I got a 15.
Okay, hold on.
Oh.
This is where things get interesting. Correct. Because it is 12 plus 24.
For reasons? Wait, okay. Because there's a 24 in the... For X is 24.
Yes.
Okay.
Call it 12 plus 24.
Okay.
Which would give you 36.
Right.
Which is not in the alphabet.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So what we do is we subtract 26 mm-hmm. from 36.
Okay. Which,
17.
Yeah, thank you. Wait a minute. What? 26 from 36?
You're right. 10.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. 10. All right. Now we have 15 and 26.
Yes.
And we have to do that again, right?
Well, yes.
Uh-huh. And that's 41, yes? And now I have to subtract 26? Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, there's the...
what's 6 from 11? You've done this before, haven't you?
Yeah, I did.
Put me out of my misery.
Well, it's basically 15 plus 26 minus 26, so it's just 15.
How did that happen?
A little bit of a quirk if you're doing this modulo 26 thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see? Adding Z keeps it to the same letter.
Wow. Okay. So now, if I've done this correctly, I have 9, 7, 15, 10, and 15.
That's what I got, too.
Okay. Hot dang.
I'm glad I did this ahead working. Of time.
What?
I didn't do that mistake I made. And then we turn that back into letters.
Oh, and I hope you've done this for me.
I certainly have. This is like one of those cooking shows. You won't believe how long this took me. G as in golf.
Mm-hmm.
O.
Mm-hmm.
J. O.
Okay. Okay.
Now, we have sent that to our secret agent, who has a copy of the same list of gibberish.
Right.
So, hopefully, he, she, mm-hmm. We're not at liberty to say,
right.
is able to decode it and figure out that we just said hello.
And then they're like, oh.
So then well, they hi. Send us a message.
Okay.
FCXPY.
FCXPY. I don't have... I'm missing a tool here, because I don't have the one-time pad.
I have it. I'll give it to you in a moment. Okay. All right. We go back to our one-time pad, and we get the following five letters of gibberish.
Okay.
M-U-C.
M-U-C. Okay.
W-Q.
W-Q. Okay.
Yeah, use that in Scrabble. Right. And we do the whole thing again. We turn the first thing into a set of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
6.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Okay.
24.
Okay.
16.
Yay. Okay.
25.
Okay. Okay. I'm following you.
All right.
I have numbers and letters on my pad. Yes, yes. Much waka.
All right, now we got to change the other thing into the M-U-C.
Mm-hmm.
And so forth. That turns into
mm-hmm.
13,
mm-hmm.
21,
okay.
3,
yep.
23,
okay.
And 17.
All righty. Well, here we are.
Okay. Now we get to be subtracting.
Yes, we do. are we subtracting Mukwa from Fixby? does it matter which direction we go? I gotta imagine.
It absolutely matters. And yes, we that's why we did it in the order we did.
Okay.
We're subtracting the bottom set from the top set. But right away, you'll notice a problem.
Do I? I do.
Yeah. Well, 6 minus negative 13. Yeah, yeah. Well, what are we going to do about that? What you do
mm-hmm.
is you add 26 to the 6 first.
Okay. What is that? 32?
And then subtract the 13.
29, wait, 19.
Oh, you're totally right about that?
Okay, cool. I have to do that again?
Now we've got 3 minus 21.
Again, 26, so that makes it 29, which makes that 8, the answer, 8.
Wow,
yes?
That was quick.
24, 3, so 21?
Oh, that's nice for a change.
Okay, The W is 23. Okay, so I got a P16 and I got a W23, sounding more like bingo all the time. So 26 on a 16 is 42?
Yep.
Holy crap. And then it hurts my brain. 9, 3, 2, 19.
Yep.
Hey, okay, okay. 25 minus, what the heck, 17. Should be, I feel like there's a shortcut I'm missing right now. Is 8. No, wait. 25 minus 17, what did I do here? Yeah.
So 8?
I think I'm crazy, or right.
Is that your final answer?
My final answer is 8.
Because it's right.
Thank goodness!
19, 8, 21,
uh-huh.
19,
uh-huh.
8.
Okay.
So we go back and turn that into letters, and what we get? S-H-U-S-H.
S-H-U... Shush! Hello! I don't want to talk to you. There's so many nice or bad ways to put that, so I appreciate the shush.
The shush. Yes. And the gentle.
Yeah.
From an international spy.
Right, compared to the, yeah.
So, yeah, that's how one encrypts and decrypts with a one-time pad. Or that, at least back in the day when they still used letters and not ASCII or what have you.
Right. As a question for this process that we just went through,
mm-hmm.
right? The one-time pad we're using, mm-hmm. do you just, like, rule out, what am I saying here? You get your gibberish letters, right?
Yes.
To send them the message.
Yes.
Do you cross out the letters that you just used?
Yes.
And then you use the next set of gibberish?
Yes.
To decode. Okay.
If you could actually use a separate pad for every message that was sent.
Oh, goodness.
Which would be a waste of a lot of perfectly good random letters.
Right? Yeah. I was just wondering where Makwa came from.
That I actually, okay.
When we
1, 2, 3, 24, 26.
Mm-hmm.
I did that on purpose because I wanted the first few to be easy and then show the modulo 26 thing.
Okay, gotcha.
Makwa. Mm-hmm. I wrote a quick program to pick some random letters for me.
Ah, I see. So you were full of crap the first time.
Well, the second time, too. I mean, pseudo random.
Demonstration.
Random. Yes. I've already planned to cut this off way earlier.
That's okay. Give me some more math to do over radio. Wait, this isn't radio.
So that's the one-time pad.
Yes.
Which is great if you happen to be with your secret agent and you could both take a copy mm-hmm. and wander away.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's not always true, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's also got the severe disadvantage of leaving your one-time pad in the hands of your secret agent.
Yes.
Where it could be stolen
mm-hmm.
or destroyed or what have you.
Physical copies. Bad
yes.
security. Yes.
Yes. We're going to find a way around that. Uh-huh. But it's going to take a bit of doing.
Okay.
Now, those rotary things, those polyalphabetic ciphers. Like I said, they were all the rage.
Mm-hmm.
In 1918, the Enigma machine was invented,
uh-huh.
Which the Polish figured out in 1932.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, they just figured out the mechanics of it.
Uh-huh.
They still had to figure out what key was being used that day.
Oh, trouble.
And use all sorts of tricks.
Mm-hmm.
But they had automated the decryption tasks with a machine of their own, which they called a bomb.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
But by 1939, with the Nazis and so forth,
yeah.
they really couldn't do this anymore. So they sent all the information to, amongst others, the British, the Allied powers. But the British are the ones who picked it up. Good old Alan Turing
yes.
and the Colossus.
Yes.
As a consequence, we knew a lot of what Germany thought was secret. After the war, around 1945, Claude Shannon
uh-huh.
wrote a paper on encryption methods and decryption methods.
Okay.
This is considered the beginning of modern cryptography.
Cool.
Now, these days, we don't use alphabets so much as bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, we digital keys.
Mm-hmm.
For an 8-bit key, for example, there's 256 possible combinations.
Yeah.
One of those is the right one.
Brute force seems like a bad attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the time you get to 56 bits, for example,
mm-hmm.
72 quadrillion possible combinations.
Woo!
But you still have to pass the secret key between you and the other person.
Trouble, yeah.
Yes, so somewhere around the 1990s, the public-private key system was created.
Mm-hmm.
The math is over my head.
Yeah.
But the trick is, you encrypt it with the one key and decrypt it with the other.
Okay.
I don't know how that works mathematically, but so one of those you keep as your private key, and the other is the public key.
Yes.
So you got person A and person B.
Mm-hmm.
Person A and person B trade public keys.
Okay.
Now, person A encrypts the message with his private key first, and then with person B's public key.
Okay.
So person B gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And can now decrypt it with his private key,
mm-hmm.
and then person A's public key.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. So the math eludes me as well.
Yeah. I mean, even the procedure's a little hard to wrap your head around.
I'm like, what just happened?
It's sort of like having a mailbox where you can unlock the put it in slot without necessarily having the key to open the mailbox and read it.
Oh, postal workers would be right there with you. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that is a
quick and dirty
thing about encryption.
We're experts around here.
We're going to go somewhere entirely different.
Okay.
Into space.
Yes.
Next time.
That's right.
See you then.
Bye.